Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we continue to work through the fallout from the coronavirus, it seems that every day presents us with new and unexpected challenges. This week's challenge will become evident as primary election ballots arrive in our mailboxes. In the midst of lockdowns, face masks, and social distancing, the big question is who to vote for. As the normal methods of campaigning are turned on their ear, it's hard to find out just what the candidates believe. In previous years, we could question candidates when they knocked on our doors, we could attend candidate forums and listen to debates, and we could exchange information about the candidates with our coworkers or around the coffee pot at church. Because of COVID and the accompanying social isolation, most of these methods are now unavailable. Candidates knocking on our doors would be viewed as socially unacceptable. Candidate forums would violate social distancing guidelines, and until last week, many Montanans were barred from going to work or church. When it comes to choosing a candidate, it's as though we're living in an information vacuum. We're left with little more than glossy, bullet-pointed mailers that describe the candidates in glowing terms and are written by the candidates themselves. So what's a person to do? In these chaotic and uncertain times, how are we as voters to cast informed votes? Today, I'll offer several resources. The first are the candidate websites. Take a look at their platforms and their list of endorsements. Candidates will display the values they most believe in front and center. Next, visit our website at montanafamily.org. There, you'll find our legislative scorecard from the 2019 legislative session. This will give you a clear view of how incumbent legislators voted when it comes to family values. As they say, the proof is in the pudding. It matters less what a candidate says than how they actually vote when they're in office. A third resource would be our online voter guide located at montanavoterguide.com. Here you'll find candidate responses to a broad array of questions important to Montana Family Foundation members. This year's voter guide was a bit challenging. In March, we found out that the legacy software that has run our voter guide website for the past 16 years was out of date and no longer supported. Our staff had to scramble and find a company that could create a new site in the midst of the coronavirus lockdown. I'm happy to say that the new site should be up and running by Monday. There, you'll also find our judicial candidate spending guide that lists all political donations made by judicial candidates over the past 30 years. Remember, people give to the causes and candidates that they believe in, and that includes judges. Do the judicial candidates on your ballot give to Republicans or Democrats or not at all? Find out at montanavoterguide.com. Finally, don't be afraid to call the candidates and talk to them personally. Ask the hard questions. In these times of lockdowns and political uncertainty, it's even more important that Christians not only vote, but cast informed votes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.